meeting today following its decision last month to raise short-term interest rates for the third time since December. The central bank also announced plans to start gradually paring its bond holdings later this year. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday, so Linda is. You know what Linda does on Tuesdays? She was up and running around the house taking care of things. And she, I mean, it's just like if it wasn't for her, you know what?
With
that lady, that,
behind,
yeah. Right behind her. Elk Killer is just following right behind her. And I tell you what, when I saw her, she was leaving, she had an armload of laundry. This woman is the laundry goddess.
She is a dynamo.
She is a laundry goddess. I swear. I mean, we have white towels, and I'm used to when I was growing up, my mom would say you can use that towel more than once. So I would use that towel. You know, to I mean, you're clean. Yeah. You're clean when you get out of the shower. You should
you're
be
wiping a clean body.
A clean towel, so you hang it up and it's okay. I can sneak a couple in like that. Yeah. But anyway, so when I left, she was just. And she'll be like this all day long. And when I get back, it's going to be like, oh. And I feel guilty almost because of working.
Is it too early to make this mention? Is this a reality?
It is not. This is a reality.
All right. The news this morning was brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, right here on our station. And we're glad to have them back.
There we are. They went through some transitions. They just had remodeled down there at Tobacco and Brew. They got some great things going on down there. So they're back. Hey, it's 7 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And, Bob, what's the weather look like? You know what? This morning, it just is beautiful this morning.
It is. We have a little bit of flow that's clearing out some of the gunk. You notice we've had a lot of smoke from fires in the region the last several days. 66 degrees under clear skies, rising to a high today of near 90 degrees. Well, let's call that about near 100 degrees. I'm misreading the high for today. Dark skies is saying it's only 95, but National Weather Service is calling it 100. So we'll see who's right. When it gets that warm, who cares? For the next week, we're going to see a warming trend. Nothing like we had last month. We'll be seeing the highest day probably around 106 to 108, overnight lows in the 70s. So just more of the same. Shasta Lake, last time we checked, was 17 feet from the top. We will get an update on that number. And all these weather bits brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Hey, a veteran-owned business down in Anderson. They are just super people down there. Win awards for hiring veterans. Shasta Gas Propane gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. You know, we have so many great advertisers that I hope everybody, you know what, I hope that you, our listeners, will go down and use our advertisers. And also, you know, and you know, something like, you know, I'm not going to talk about Sleep Number. But, if you don't buy a bed, just go on down there and try that out. But things like, you know, Alliance Heating and Air, Foreman's Jewelry, all these people that support us to bring you the shows that we do here on our station. And unlike public broadcasting, we don't get money from the government. And, in fact, it's just the opposite. The government takes money away from us hand over fist.
And every opportunity
– the government will take money from us. And, you know, if it's not just taxes to the state and to the feds, it's the FCC that comes in. You got to have that, you know, you want to broadcast, you have to pay for it. Okay. You know, that's fair. But the bump music. Okay. You want bump music? You're going to pay for it. I don't want your bump music. Well, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to pay for it. And then another one has come into the battle. So they're going to charge us. And I'm thinking, okay, you're going to charge us. But all the great, all the songs that you've got in this new, you know, that this new company has, they took all the Beatles, they took the Eagles, they took Journey, they took all of that. Do you think the other ones are going to drop their prices because they do not have that music anymore? No. Oh, no, we're just going to keep it the way it is. But why? You don't have the list of, you don't have the list of A tunes anymore. Why would you continue charging the same amount? Because they can.
This is known as shrinkflation.
Okay.
In other words, you're
which,
getting
by
less
the way,
product.
We just listened to that on the news, and I was wondering about that because I've heard about this before. Shrinkflation. It's in England, and what it is the prices don't change on the product. The product gets smaller, so instead of maybe getting 50 Skittles, you may get 48.
We've been dealing with this with our. Potato chips for you.
Potato chips. Potato chips. Look at that huge sack. Oh, wait a minute.
It's full of air.
It's got, no, but we do that to protect your potato chips. Oh, okay. But we'll look at Pringles. You know how many are in Pringles because the Pringles just, you know, stacks them up like that.
I'll okay. The can
but,
shorter.
But they're saying it's usually in the sugar products and what they say, the sugar products and, you know, the corn syrup products and that kind of stuff. They're making it smaller, putting less in. The price stays the same. So it hasn't impacted that much. But it would be like this is, why does a car that's smaller cost the same as a bigger car?
Yeah.
Well, why is that? And I'm not talking Maserati to Ford. I'm talking a small car. Oh, but it's less. Well, it's a lot less. It's not a lot less. It's smaller. Yeah. I mean, I don't, you know what, the shrinkage thing is kind of it's something that you're going to start seeing. You're going to see one or two less in each product.
Yeah.
And it saves them. You know, that United Airlines, and I'll let you talk. United Airlines, when they, remember how they used to feed us? All the airlines used to feed us.
Yeah, yeah.
They took one olive off a salad and saved almost $1 million a year.
Amazing.
By taking off one olive. Or maybe it was two olives. But whatever it was, it saved that much money, and nobody really noticed the difference.
Yeah.
So you start putting 45 instead of 50 into a bag of Skittles, are you going to really notice that? Because, I mean, first of all, who buys Skittles anyway?
Yes.
But M&Ms, you put in three or four less in M&Ms or any of those kind of things, are you really going to notice it?
Yeah, but, you know.
Yeah, but what?
It's an incremental thing. If we got away with two this year, we'll take out 10 next year. And then
Then it's noticeable.
Yeah.
But if you do it over a period of time, okay,
it's
or two
frog.
Or three, you do not notice because it doesn't say, hey, 50 in here. What it says is M&M peanuts, this much weight. And they drop a half an ounce off. You're not going to know that.
Actually, they express it in grams because nobody in the United States
okay.
knows what
they
a
put
gram
it in grams.
Is.
And they, you know what? Well, yeah, that's not exactly true. There are a lot of people out there. They know exactly what grams are.
The average consumer.
They know.
Does not.
They know exactly how much a gram is. We'll talk about that when we get back. I have a way to clean up this town. All right. Are you ready for this?
All right.
I mean this. I will clean this town up, and it will not cost us more people. It won't cost us tax money. It will not at all. Impact on the unfunded liabilities, and I will clean this town up. And I'm going to tell you how right after this break. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 1460.
What better way to enjoy a Sunday brunch than with great music at View 202? Linda Bott, Bruce Kalin, and Bernie Baker are back on the veranda with all your jazz favorites served up in style. This Sunday from 11:30 to 2, treat yourself, invite family and friends, and savor good music, great food, and the best view in Reading. View 202 on Hempstead Drive. Call 226-8439 to make your reservation.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
It's reported vehicle collision repair technology is advancing faster than medicine. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster, is doing his part to provide the North Valley with the latest technology. He has added another frame machine using ultrasound computer measuring. Ultrasound can measure the frame and produce a printed document to verify any damage before repair is started. When repair is completed, an after document is printed for verification. Finally, wheel alignment is by our 3D imaging system. It produces the most accurate wheel alignment and also verifies frame accuracy, providing additional confidence for the vehicle owner. Three lasers, ultrasound measuring, infrared, 3D imaging. This sounds like NASA, but no, it's the best equipped collision repair shop in the North Valley. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. From the studios of KCNR 1460 in the center, we like to call it Ground Zero, of the reclamation projects going on around in Redding. Good morning, everybody. It's, actually about 18 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, 66 degrees, going up to 100 today. Weather reports brought to you, of course, by Shasta Gas Propane. You know, we just did a commercial for Dr. Larry Farrell. Farrell's my dentist, and I like this guy. First of all, he's really no-nonsense kind of guy. And yesterday he sent me photos of his property. Here, out off of heading up towards Shingletown, there's elk on his property. Oh. He sent me photos of elk that's on his property, and I'm like, wow.
Don't take your dog out there. It's a carnage.
Elk. So I thought that was cool. I thought anyway, but you know what? He's my dentist. He's a veterans. You're gonna get a break. You going out there, and let me tell you something else too. You got an emergency. You call this man. I know it. I've known it to happen. You call him, and he's there. It doesn't make any difference what day it is. If he's in town, he'll be there for you.
Awesome.
You know, this is not a, you know, I mean, this is just me telling you about a great guy. Okay. Hey, I told you how I can clean up Redding. It's already working in another area of the United States. Here's what you do. You hand out trash bags. And for every bag full of trash you bring back, you get free marijuana. That's right. Gardner Main's trying this. It's been working in Colorado. You want to help clean up the town and get some free MJ, some weed, a little happy smoke? You go out and you just come in and you bring in bags of trash off the streets. You've cleaned up the street, and you can even organize this so that we have these denizens of the underworld that are cleaning up this street. They come down, they get their, a couple of joints of marijuana, free, maybe a little bit more, free syringe. I don't know. But to get it, they have to clean up the streets. Instead of just giving it to them or handing it to them or giving them a syringe, fine, bring in a load of trash that you picked up, preferably from the place you've been camping. So it doesn't cost us anything but some marijuana, and God knows that we collect enough of that when we bust places. So, you know, we probably got tons of it, pounds of it laying around. Why not use that to clean up the streets? Here they come. Here come the phone calls. I love it. Okay, now, you could say it like this. Hey, you want to camp here? That's great. You want a free syringe? Great. You want some weed? Great. But first of all, you got to clean up the tons of garbage that are here. And there you go. Just bring it in. Boom. There, you've got it. Or just leave them in bags. Just leave it in bags there so the guys can come in and collect it so they don't have to go out there and get it. Roberta.
Good, Carl.
Good
now
morning.
Now our garbage cans can be raided.
Your garbage cans can be raided, but that's okay as long as it's cleanly done.
And waste management won't reduce their prices.
No. But here's, No, we could do this. You could get out there. Look at all the trash that's out there. Just say, you collect it, bring it in, get a little free weed and a free syringe.
Well, I would amend that to make them deliver it to Stillwater. You put a big
it's
ass
be delivered.
Fence around
it's
it.
It's got to be, no, it's got to be delivered alongside the road. Then we can have, you know, we can have the trucks go pick it up and do this on a weekly basis.
Carl. What? I can envision people in our neighborhoods like ants going through all the garbage cans to take garbage for marijuana. Anyway, thanks for the idea. Anyway,
are you
Carl,
saying Roberta wouldn't work? I think
bye-bye.
Roberta is laughing at my idea. I think she's still laughing as she turns her off. I think, you know, it's working in Gardner, Maine.
Yeah.
It's working in Colorado. Why can't we try that here? Oh, yeah, City of Reading will pray something like, well, we can't give people marijuana. Well, yes, you can. I think you can give it to them if they're over 21.
What do these people want? They want to lay around and put out zero physical effort and be cared for around the clock, get their free stuff, be fed, be pampered, not work. Give them the dope and let them just lay out there.
I'm just saying,
in a safe place.
You know, you don't use. Here's one of our chat room guys says he gets a free syringe to inject the marijuana. No. It doesn't work like that. You got that. You can't inject. Well, I guess you could if you get the honey oil. Then you can inject it into your system.
Yeah,
however, however, but now you've got the syringe so you can shoot yourself up. Yeah. You know what? Maybe we ought to start offering just free drugs, period.
Why not?
And just as much as you want, but you've got to use them in this one area.
Billy Bob is on to something,
Billy Bob, I'm telling you what, Billy Bob, what we'll do is we'll put in a fenced-up area in Stillwater, and we'll just hand it out. You want it? Fine. You just got to come here and use it. You want more? Here. Have some more. Oh, how pure is it? It's 100% pure.
You guys want to avoid cholera? Take care of your sanitation.
That's right. Okay. Yeah. No, but it's being done in Gardner, Maine, and it's working. Of course, those Maine people, they're funny.
Yeah.
They're a good group. All right. The recall can start gathering signatures. All those people that want to recall Schroeder's the guy on Peanuts. Kristen Schrader and Francie Sullivan. They're quaking in their boots, I bet. Not. But the recall people are serious about this. They got enough signatures. They've got it written out. Now they need 10,000 signatures. Once they get 10,000 signatures, the elections lady says probably it'll be February before you can have the vote.
Yeah.
Now people say, well, why are we voting in February if we're just going to vote in November? I don't know. Except that we're gonna get Dale Ball and say why are we doing this with only, or Dale, if you're listening, you can call in.
Yeah,
why
have
are we doing
a
this?
Recall process.
Why
it's
are
called
we
the
doing,
election. Cycle.
Yeah, why are we doing this? I mean, this early. I can understand if it had been last year, but you know what? People are upset, and the other thing too is that people have a right to do this. You may not like it, but they have a right. If enough people, and if 10,000 people are upset enough about this to do something, then if I was Kristen and Francie, I would be a little concerned about this, frankly, because 10,000 people are signing to recall me. I mean, that's kind of a big thing. And then you know who's going to run against them. I mean, these, you know what? This has got to be, you know, it's got to be some, you know, some hard chargers.
I'm sorry. We've been promised so much for so long. Well, you know, a little.
You know what? I understand that you can say things, you know, maybe silly little campaign promises. But I also, you know, when you go in and say, I'm going to do this and this and this, and then nothing happens. Nothing happens. It gets people upset. Or the things you say are going to happen. And so what do? We fire the police chief. He's the only one that had a list of accomplishments out there. We fire him. Pete Hansen's going to be in here Thursday. I like Pete Hansen. I did not agree about bringing him back, but I think he's a great officer. He's a fine officer. I didn't agree about bringing him back, so I'm upfront about that. But he's back, and I can't wait to talk to him about things he sees and things he wants to do. Let's go to the phones. Coach Bob.
Good morning. I'll tell you, I'm going to find out where I can sign that petition, and my name will go on in a heartbeat. And I can tell you why I don't want to wait for the election.
Okay.
Because elections happen every X amount of years, whatever the deal is. That doesn't send a message. A recall sends a message to all the other yahoos that remain on the council and any new ones that come in to be on the council. Sometimes you need to slap somebody upside the head. And that's the value.
Sometimes, sometimes the tree of liberty needs to be watered with our blood.
Yep.
All right. Thanks,
Coach
Bob.
That's all I got. Thank you, guys.
Well, that makes sense. Another one says 11 of 11 unions are up for new contracts in the next 8 months. Do you really want Kristen and Francie that had union presidents on their campaign committees? Oh, well, I think they should recuse themselves then, if they're still there. I mean, if you've got – how can you not – well, Missy never recused herself when it came to votes for McConnell. And she does business with those guys. Okay, let's move on. All right. Another child dies in a car in Tennessee. Parents are charged. What does it take? I've been reading about them all summer long. Did you see the one where the mother left her kid in the car for 6 hours while she got her hair done? Did you see that?
6 hours.
Only in Texas can that be done. Well, first of all, yeah, her hair now is at 4 feet
like
tall.
Like Marge Simpson.
4 feet tall and climbing.
But it's
6 hours?
Child,
it is. It is a tragedy. It's not funny. But she had it for a hair appointment. I don't know if it was 6 hours, but it was really 4 to 6 hours. Another child card. I mean, how can they people do this? How do they forget their kids in a car? Or you know what? And what they're saying, did you see that guy got convicted for doing it on purpose? Left his kid in the car to kill him on purpose.
Yeah,
you know, he murdered the child. And I'm like, what?
You know?
How can you do things like this? I don't understand them.
I part of me wants to say, if they do that, they've given up their right to reproduce, sterilize them. That may be a bit brutal.
No. That's brutal. Just shoot them in the head. That way it's quick. They don't have to worry about it. That's it. It's over. Okay. Scaramucci in. Wait a minute. Did I say that right? Scaramucci in. Spicer out. The left has a scalp. The left-wing media has a scalp. Spicer scalp. They've been going after him from the beginning. Not that Spicer is, you know, the sharpest, you know, tool in the shed and gave him some ammunition, but still, this is their scalp. And now they're turning their guns at Scaramucci. You know, all they want to do is destroy the Trump administration. They're not going to give
them, so
keep
them
off balance.
Anything.
And the problem, you know what, and they don't like it because Trump's going to the people. You know what, and the thing about it is they're just going to continue this. And continue this. People are out protesting in front of offices at CNN, saying we're tired of this. We're tired of your fake news. You know, they did a story and they had one of these stories about something that Spicer said that had nothing to do with what was going on, and they spent something like 24 hours in the mainstream media about this nothing story, and nothing about what was going on in the rest of the world, Syria, Russians, all this. I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's like the Trumps are intermixed with the Kardashians. You know, they can't put enough news out there about that. I'm just really, I had somebody say, "Well, I've listened to a show. It's ridiculous." Really, you really think it's ridiculous? Then call in and tell me what you want to talk about, and we'll see what you want to talk about. Only one person said that, though. Everybody else defended me. It's on Facebook. You know, I can prove it.
The one I do. On the internet. It's got to be true.
I saw it on Facebook, so it's got to be true. I do remember the guy that said, and I keep this. I'm not sure if it's in my wallet, but it's in my stuff, is I met Carl Bott once. It wasn't as smart as he was with.
Didn't strike me as a.
Yeah, he didn't strike me as being that smart.
This was not long after you opened the station.
Yeah, I thought, you know what, I've kept that. You know, that guy is no longer around. Yeah. I mean, and we'd never hear about him anymore and all, he's gone.
That was like the idiot who was bad-mouthing Linda because of the station. You know, there was some event that Linda was at, and this was years ago.
Oh, gosh, I remember that. Yeah. Oh, yeah, and because Linda was at the event, we were bad people. You know what? Everybody's got their own.
Who's still talking on the air?
Who's still here 8 years later?
Yeah.
And trust me. It hasn't always been easy. Hey, it's 8:30 in the morning. Sorry, 7:30 in the morning. I think we've got a guest out there. And so we're going to take a quick break. But this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Home Helper, Sharon Clark. If you need in-home health care, whether it's short-term, like for injuries or something like that, or long-term in-home health care, like your parents or somebody that really needs good, good personal care from people that are trained so well, that are just, that take great care of you. Bob told you the other day that, you know, Sharon stepped in and helped him with his mom. I would send my family, or I would have Home Helpers help my family be the people that came to my house. That's how much I think of Sharon Clark and her people. So give her a call over at Home Helpers. And tell them that you heard it here. It's always good to hear that. But give them a call at 226-8350, Home Helpers. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit windriverspa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Reading's electric utility. Are you interested in saving energy and money? By investing in energy-efficient products, equipment, and technologies, you can further reduce your energy usage and increase your savings. Before you shop, review REU's rebate page and see how we can help you save money and energy. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you. powerful together.
Hey, Linda, where do you think the best place in town is to get a sandwich?
Well, my favorite is the Best Little Sandwich Shop. I like the one on Eureka.
Well, you know, they've got four locations. They have Anderson, another place on Churn Creek in Redding, and of course, Palisadro.
Remember the party we went to the other day? The food was catered by the Best Little Sandwich Shop, and it was amazing.
It was some of the best food I've had at any one of those types of events.
Just mention Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460. Get 10% off at the Best Little Sandwich Shop at any of the four locations.
Check out the menu at TBLSS.com. The Best Little Sandwich Shop.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 26 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, 66 degrees, going up to 100 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction, in fact, Ted's down in Sonoma County giving a class to instructors on how to be an NRA instructor. He's got the largest privately owned firearms training company in California next to the NRA. Teaches in 28 counties, working on his 29th. And he teaches concealed carry, defensive pistol, tactical rifle, tactical shotgun, home defense, all of these is it from Northern Firearms Instruction. Check them out at readingccw.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. Northern Firearms Instruction. Well, I'm here with Peggy Rebo, and who doesn't have a firearms company.
Nope, not yet, Carl.
No, not yet. Hey, you never can tell. It's
That's
not over
it.
Yet. This year's not over yet. And Peggy, tell us a little bit about who you are and then we'll talk about why you're here.
All right. I am the director of ministry at the First United Methodist Church. And
if you don't know which one that is, that's the Frank Lloyd Wright Church. Is
no,
that right?
That's Pilgrim Congregational.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got it wrong. Okay, I got it
we're
wrong.
We're right down. Yeah, they get that gorgeous blue,
wonderful
building. We're right down here on South and East Street.
Oh, of course.
And,
of course.
We've been a downtown church actually here for 142 years.
I don't know how I screwed that one up because I got married at that church.
Oh, my word. Really, Carl?
Yeah, you're talking about on East.
South and East, yeah.
Yeah, I got married right there. We got married there 10 years ago, January 1st.
Wow.
I don't know why I had that in my head for some reason. Anyway, okay.
Yeah, so no worries. So I have, we are putting on a summer film series, a film a month, and we decided to do that this year. Just to kind of raise some awareness in a variety of areas. The first one in June was on climate change. This one is on the fashion industry. And then we will have a final one in August that will look at indigenous rights issues. So we're pretty excited about this, and it's just a way for people to come out on a Wednesday, fourth Wednesday of the month, and kind of raise, you know, learn something new. And we're really excited this month for this film. It's called The True Cost, and it examines the cost, both human and environmental, of our fast fashion industry that we have, which produces, you know, clothing at an incredible rate. And also, you know, the cost for clothing has gone down over the years, the last, probably decade. But there are huge costs that have mounted in terms of human beings and also the environment.
Well, you know, you see this thing where they've shipped all the clothing manufacturing, for the most part, out of the United States. I mean, it used to be huge down in Los Angeles and even New York. But a lot of it now, it's over. You look at your stuff, it's from Bangladesh and India and all these. And they talk about these, you know, and every so often you hear it where it's the sweatshops.
Yes.
They got kids working in there that are 10 years old and all this. So they keep the prices down by using cheap labor.
Yeah. In fact, the background information from the film says that 97% of our clothes sold now in the U.S. are made overseas. And so that's a lot of our clothing that now isn't made here. And also we have some of the lowest paid workers in the world are those that are the garment workers. And about 85% of all those garment workers are women. So it's a pretty big impact.
Okay, so what is it? But we're a bit. So what you're really doing is you're going to try and get. You got to tell people like, any of these big, these, you know, you could point a finger at Walmart, mm-hmm. all right? But mm-hmm. you could also point a lot of other fingers at some pretty pricey designer stuff, right?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, the film really looks at, there's interviews with some of the leading fashion influencers like Stella McCartney, Leva Firth, and Vandana Shiva. And they're all looking at kind of the focus is really that because a lot of us are unaware, we don't think about where do my clothes come from. And it used to be, well, you know, we grew cotton in the South and we would, you know, manufacture clothing. And now since that's all been shipped somewhere where we don't see it. We don't really understand and see the consequences. And this is really to kind of help people to be aware of that. And then how can we change? One of the things is, you know, instead of buying that $5 t-shirt that we're going to throw away, you know, next week when the next thing comes along, is to invest in something that's made maybe a little bit better and think about how I keep my clothes, you know, and keep them and invest in them a little bit longer. And then also to recognize that maybe in a lot of places, in fact, in the UK, they're starting to do this where people are, they're actually videoing themselves, you know, here's my fashion, and they're trading. So people are starting to get really aware of, you know, how do I...
I want that shirt, Bob.
That's right. See?
Let's trade. I want
saw
that
you
shirt.
Looking...
I've liked that shirt since the day you've worn it. But here's, let me tell you something,
yes.
Peggy.
Yes,
I want
sir.
You to know that Bob and I are already part of this.
Great.
Bob and I have clothes that we've owned for 12, 13, yep. 14 years. Linda cannot get it out of my closet. If I catch her, you know, if I see if it's in a giveaway thing, yeah. I go in there and take them back out. See, so I don't think you have problems with guys. I think this is
right.
mainly a female problem.
It may be.
That you all, you know, yes. so because I think, you know, I've got...
danger,
I know. Okay, I didn't mean it exactly like that, of course. Well, yeah, I did. Okay, but you're right, you know, and I'm just kind of, you know, half kidding here, but you're right that... You know, you don't think about it, but I bet if I looked at everything I'm wearing, not one thing is coming from the United States,
yeah.
and not because
yes.
well maybe the shoes,
right?
But I'm not sure about the if they're Levi's, even if they're even with things though you can't trust the names on them
right.
though. I
right.
mean, you'll see a car made in America, but most of the parts come from other countries,
exactly.
And you have foreign made cars that are put together here,
right?
I mean, it's
it is. And
okay.
I think that it's just, too, on the other side, the environmental side is, you know, that we don't really realize where, in fact, actually, let me back up. The United States is one of the larger, we export a lot of clothing. So clothing that's turned back in, maybe to thrift shops, to like Goodwill and things like that. If they're not picked up here, they actually are being shipped to developing countries. And as those, you know, the fashion gets cheaper and cheaper, those exports are starting to go down. And then what do we do with it? And most of that clothing ends up in a landfill. And
well,
it's huge.
Can't we do something with clothing? Can it be recycled
yeah.
and stuff like that?
Actually, you're exactly right, Carl, because one of the big names is H&M.
Uh-huh.
And they now have put out a new line that is made out of recycled fibers. So... Also, they're trying to get those people producing to be thinking about how do we produce clothing that then could be recycled down the line so that, again, the waste issue, which is a huge environmental
This sounds like
factor.
A really a cool film. And this is
so.
Going to be mm-hmm. July 26th, which
yep.
is tomorrow.
Tomorrow. 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock to 8 p.m. Free.
Yeah. It's free, and we have some great snacks. It's a nice, cool place to come and kind of chill out. And then also, we have been tying in a local expert or group, and we're really excited to have the founders of the Reading Fashion Alliance who will be there at the film. And right afterwards, they'll be talking about what they're doing here in Reading and how they're, you know, what they're doing is trying to, again, teach in, people to sew. They're offering classes. They're really kind of trying to get people back into a place where they are investing. Yeah, investing again in kind of slowing down the fashion, you know, where we just buy and throw away and buy and throw
away. Well, yeah, you know what? And part of it is, well, you know what? It is a hard cycle to break.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Because they've driven the prices down, and then you've got, do I pay an extra $2? We try to do that. We shop local here.
Yes.
You know, and we pay maybe a little bit more. Not, you know, but we just pay more. I won't go to a big box store unless I absolutely have to. I never go online. Right. Never go online, because I think we can find it around here. But it goes back to the point of buy local, stay local,
yes,
type thing. And that's where it starts, is that, hey, I'd like to buy clothes made in America. So But you find clothes that are made in America, and you buy from that line.
Yes, absolutely.
And you try to stay with that. But gosh, you know what? For a lot of people, you know, with the, you know, with the economy the way it is,
right,
sometimes they can't do that.
Well, and that, I think the other thing that this film really illuminates is we think we can't pay, but then we are paying down the road, and we're going to be paying environmentally and those other
jobs
things.
Jobs-wise, so, yep, and all that. See, yep, if those jobs come back,
right,
you know, then, you know, and it raises the, you know, yeah, no, trust me, this is a cycle that can be broken.
Yeah.
And you know what? And so it's going to be called The True Cost, and it's free, and it's part of the summer film series down at the First
United Methodist Church.
United Methodist Church. It's on South and East Street. It's got a beautiful, beautiful chapel in there. We got married there. It's nice. We like it. And plenty of parking.
Yes.
And it's free, and you're going to get snacks afterwards, it looks like.
Yes, you are.
And you're going to be talking with the Reading Fashion
Alliance.
So it's going to be tomorrow, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., air-conditioned.
Yes, it is.
There you go. And if you bring a – this isn't – I've got other ways of getting people in, but you probably don't want to do that. Anyway.
Thank you so much, Carl.
Well, you know what, Peggy?
Really appreciate it.
You know, the last one was the Summer of Love, the 50th anniversary of the Summer of Love. You know where – and we were just talking about it. I was down in San Francisco that year, that summer, and the next summer – I was in San Francisco, and, you know, and I met, you know, a kid from the Apple Country in Washington State walks down Haight-Ashbury. I was on the corner of Haight-Ashbury. what's this?
That is incredible.
It's incredible that I, that my parents ever found me. So,
yes.
No, it wasn't like that. Anyway, so, and then the next one's going to be in August, and it's going to be the...
It's called Beyond Standing Rock is the name of the film, and also a short film called Salmon Will Run that is about our local Winnemem Wintu and their efforts to bring the salmon back.
You know... I went to Sunday school there at that church 50 years ago. I don't think it took, but they tried. They really tried. Peggy, thanks a lot for what you do for our community.
Thank you, Carl.
And we'll mention it again tomorrow.
Great. Thank you so much.
You bet. Okay. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages.
Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Hey, Carl, let's find a new place to eat. Do you have any suggestions?
Have you tried the Cedar Tree Restaurant in Palo Cedro?
No, I haven't yet. What's it like?
Hey, it's great. Locally owned and operated. The owner, Susan, does a superb job. Food's outstanding, and the entire dining experience is well worth that short trip to Palo Cedro.
Okay, what are their hours?
7:30 to 2, Saturday through Tuesday. 7:30 to 8, Wednesday through Friday. You won't be sorry that you went out there.
All right, let's go.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Welcome back to Street Fire Radio on KCNR1460. It's 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 25th of July. My gosh, we're out of here almost. 66 degrees going up to 100 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in town, brings you this segment. The only watch repairman in the whole area. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Outstanding people. This is where we go. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay. Moving right along. The Trump accomplishments. Did you know Trump's accomplished a number of things here?
Well, he made himself a pretty good pile of cash.
In 6 months, he signed over 40 bills. He's issued 40 executive orders. He saved $18 billion in businesses by cutting through that red tape. He just ended things that were slowing businesses down that were costing them money just by saying end it. He's signed off on Keystone XL, Dakota Access, and he's gotten us out of the Paris Accords, which would have cost us lots of money down the road. Now, a lot of people out there are going, ah! But this is what he's done. He's rebuilt the military. He's rebuilding the military, and they are changing things. They're doing things, a lot of things quietly that you're never going to hear about, but they are rebuilding the military. And by the way, the first woman that signed up for SEALs is going to go through the training. Considering how many people don't make it through there, don't have a lot of high hopes for her, but just in case. But everybody gets a shot at it. What else? Illegal crossings at the border are down 60%. Did you know that? 60%.
There's the button. So I had heard.
You know, so there is, that's going down. And, of course, what he's doing to the courts, the Supreme Court of the United States, people always come back and they said, but he's doing this and this. I said, yes. You know what? Is he the best? Well, we don't know yet. It's just been 6 months. And you've got the media after him every day.
They're hounding him.
If they had hounded Obama, if they had asked Obama questions like, well, where'd you go to school at? Why can't we see your transcripts? Well, how did you register? Who paid for it? What if they'd asked him that? Just show us. Just say
who
okay,
was Barry Soweto?
Yeah, who's that? And you know all these other questions. Did they go after him? Like they're going after him now. They're going after his. They're saying he can go after his tax returns from a decade ago. Why?
What would be? Okay. What's
the purpose of that?
Well, being a successful businessman is a sin.
Yeah, but
it's his
own people he is appointed to doing it. And then he's got Sessions who didn't go after Clinton. Because a lot of people said, hey, just because Clinton lost doesn't mean that we shouldn't find out what this woman did. You talk about collusion with the Russians.
Yeah.
How about her husband getting this, what, $500,000? Was it $500,000 or $250,000? Whatever it is, it was a lot of money. That was good for media. Fake news. No, but he got a huge payment from the Russians to speak to him, you know, and a lot of things going on that way. I mean, what's going on there? Why isn't NBC, ABC, and CNN and MSNBC, why aren't they going after that one? Why didn't they go after that one?
The lost emails, the unsecured server, and if they had,
you know what? If the media was truly fair, they would have treated Trump the way they treated Obama. And if that's the case, they wouldn't have asked a question.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have asked a question. There'd been one, it would have been one channel. Okay, MSNBC. Ask all the questions you want, like Fox asked all the questions. Everybody else, we're just going to give you a free ride here. So, but it's not going to be like that. So it's going to be a battle. It'll be a battle. So when you see accomplishments. Now, this health care, I can't wait till we get LaMoffa on a week from Friday. I can't wait to ask Congressman LaMoffa what the hell's going on with health care. You know what? You people have the House of Representatives. You have the Senate. Oh, but it's not 60 votes. Guess what? It's never going to be 60 votes. It's never going to be 60 votes again unless the whole dichotomy and the whole – unless it's a massive shift where people are actually going to work with each other. And I don't see that coming. Not right away because people hate each other still too much. They're not reasonable like you and me, Bob. Yep. What were you getting ready to say?
I'm just thinking there has to be some folks in there who, you know, and let's cut a deal. Now,
Cut a deal. Yeah. They're going to have to.
That's the Trump way.
The only way the health care plan is going to get through and it's going to work for a lot of people is if the Democrats roll in on this. What is so hard about saying, let's work together on this? What do you, Republicans, I may have to give on this one because the Dems want it. And Dems. Let's just face it. We got the three. We have the president. We have the executive. We have the legislative, and we also have the judicial. Yeah. And he's going to put another one in there this summer, because Kennedy is going to turn it in. And who knows? Maybe Ruthie might turn it in a year from now. But he is going to put it in. He's going to put in another Supreme Court justice. He's going to be filling up those federal judges with people that are constitutionalist. But they're going to have to work together. I don't understand the problems about this. Do they hate America that much? Do they hate? Is their ego? Are their egos that big? McConnell and Schumer. Then you know what? I say we go back to the old days. We let them shoot it out at high noon. How about that?
Yeah.
You're ignoring me again, Bob. You're looking through stuff and ignoring me again. I'm saying is that if they can't solve it, they shoot it out, and then the next guy comes out and see if you can solve it.
Well, the origin of the term at loggerheads was two individuals who were, and I was looking that up, was two individuals who were so opposed to each other that the only way to resolve the dispute was they each had a large block of wood that was used to hobble a horse with a chain attached, which made a pretty nasty weapon, and they went at it till one of them was down.
Well, Onion, who's on the Onion doesn't live here, does he? He lives in someplace else. Yeah. I would like to take exception that about everything is lousy here, and you're naming so many things. But one of the things that Onion says nobody's talking about in our city is the falling enrollment rates in schools. Well, it's probably, you know what? That is true. And it's been mentioned that our schools are enrollments dropping. Yeah. But I think you're going to see that in a lot of areas. That's something that could be studied, though. Why is it dropping? But you know what? People are still reeling about the fact we got $4.5 million in the community
It's the crime fund thing. Yeah, but it's money just sitting there.
It's
languishing.
Just sitting there. The CCPP.
Well, we have to keep it for a rainy
day.
The community
crime.
Hello, folks. The streets are
community
flooded.
Crime partnership program.
Yeah. We're just keeping it for a rainy day. I would.
You know what?
And
you know
rain.
What? It's gone away too. You know what? We broke that story. It hit the news, but there hasn't been a follow up on it. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
What are you going to do about it? You know, so I guess the follow-up is us calling Larry Lees. Or how about we just call the probation officer who's in charge of it and say, hey, why don't you come on and tell us where that money's going to go to?
Yeah.
How are you going to spend that money when we're up to our butts in this?
We have to spend it wisely. Hello!
I've got a couple of things that were told to me that are breaking news, but I can't say anything until I talk to the people involved.
Well,
because you know, if I just throw it out there, that's not fair. I need to listen to the other person. and see what they say.
In other words, you like true, to get though, both sides, unlike but, certain yes, other news
well,
outlets.
Well, I'm trying to do that. I try to do that. The one on Gardner, Maine about trading marijuana for trash, I mean, that's existing. That's doing that. And I still think it's a good idea. With this, you know, we can, if you clean up where you're camping down there, your legal camping, you transients, there's tons of trash. If you clean it up, clean that whole area up, leave it in nice, you know, leave it in bags that can be just be picked up, where people don't have to go down there and pick up feces and bad needles and all this stuff, then you get a bag of marijuana. How's that? Per person.
It's not
the good stuff, but it's still marijuana.
One shake joint per bag.
That could be. You get two bags, you get two joints.
Yeah.
Not the kind that Cheech and Chong used.
Bogart. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Hey, look, when we come back, I'm pretty sure we have Haven Humane. It's going to be with us.
Yeah. No animals today, though.
No animals today that I know of. Okay. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460. And if for some reason I am wrong about this, about Haven Humane, because they were with us and because we had that putt for pause and all that stuff.
Open phones, maybe?
Could be open phones, because now we can really turn it loose. We'll be right back after the news.
And said news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, right here on KCNR Shasta Ready.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Senate Judiciary Committee has issued a subpoena for former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort in the Russia probe. Correspondent Linda Kenyon is on Capitol Hill and joins us now with a live report. Linda?
Bob, the joint statement from the chair and vice chair of the committee says the subpoena has been issued after they said they had not been able to reach an agreement with Manafort for what they termed a voluntary transcribed interview. The statement reads, Mr. Manafort, through his attorney, said he would be willing to provide only a single transcribed interview to Congress, which would not be available to the Judiciary Committee members or staff. Ultimately, the statement reads, that was not possible. So absent a change of heart by Mr. Manafort, the former campaign chairman is now legally compelled to testify in a public setting before the committee tomorrow. Bob?
That's correspondent Linda Kenyon joining us live from Capitol Hill. The president's new communications director, Anthony Scaramucci, wants to stop leaks and infighting inside the White House.
Think about the extraordinary opportunity and the blessing that we have here to serve our country and serve our president. So if you're going to fight with each other and leak on each other and say stupid things about each other in the corridor, maybe we can stop doing that.
Scaramucci was interviewed during Salem Media's Made in America Day at the White House. Home prices reached a new high in May for the sixth straight month. Here's the numbers from correspondent Jeremy House.
The Standard & Poor's CoreLogic National Home Price Index increased 5.6% in May. It's currently 3.2% higher than its July 2006 peak. Much of the price gain is being driven by Seattle, Portland, Oregon, and San Francisco. S&P says all three cities have strong population growth and more rental properties than other U.S. cities.
That's Jeremy House reporting on Wall Street right now. The Dow is up about 100 points. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Weeds love your garden. They hide near flowers knowing you can't touch them. Now you can with Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1 from the Home Depot. A special buy at just $19.97. The protective shield means pinpoint accuracy, so you can target weeds without harming surrounding plants. With Roundup in hand, weeds are in trouble. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1, just $19.97, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
Be in demand with a Master of Legal Studies degree from Faith-Based Trinity Law School in Southern California. Their fully accredited online Master of Legal Studies degree is for those who don't want to become a lawyer, but realize that knowledge of the law is in high demand. An MLS will give you an in-depth understanding of legal documents, proceedings, and rights, all taught from the Christian worldview Trinity is known for. For more information, visit tls.edu/radio. That's tls.edu/radio. Trinity Law School. Be in demand.
Hundreds of mourners today have attended the funeral of a 16-year-old Jordanian who was killed after an altercation with a guard at the Israeli embassy. The incident led to a 24-hour diplomatic standoff between Jordan and Israel. Meanwhile, Israel's security cabinet has decided to remove metal detectors that were set up at the entrance to a holy site in Jerusalem.
It announced that sophisticated technology will be used instead of the devices. It did not elaborate on when the metal detectors would be removed or what would replace them. Israeli media earlier reported high-resolution cameras capable of detecting hidden objects would be the alternative. It said Israel would boost forces in the area until the plan is implemented. Israel erected the metal detectors after Arab gunmen killed two policemen from inside the shrine, holy to Muslims and Jews, earlier this month. The move incensed the Muslim world and triggered violence.
That's correspondent Keith Peters. More on these stories from townhall.com. The driver of that semi-truck carrying illegal immigrants has been charged in their deaths and could face the death penalty. We get more from correspondent Val Dior.
There's said to have been about 100 in the back of the truck who traveled from Laredo to a Walmart in San Antonio, 155 miles. The temp that day, over 100 degrees in the refrigeration system in the trailer did not work. 60-year-old James Bradley Jr. of Florida arrested, claiming he didn't know he was driving, helping to smuggle illegals into the U.S. Store video shows several cars picking people up after they arrived in San Antonio, but disappearing into the night before officials could catch most of them, Val Dior reporting.
An investigation has revealed how a North Carolina-based church took command of two Brazilian congregations by quashing their traditions. Former students at One Word of Faith Fellowship School say rebellious students were punished. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. As we like to call it, ground zero in the reclamation of downtown Reading. We have some ideas for things to do here in the city and how it's getting better and how things that we can do to help clean it up. I tell you what, you got the K2 organization in McConnell working down here to put this new building up of a mixed variety there, and then another building here on the street behind us on California, and then the and then the police station that's going to be taken care of. We're in the art center from the state. We've been designated that.
Yeah.
Remember all these things from downtown. So you have to be thinking about those things. And of course, the newest idea to help clean up the trash by offering a joint for every bag of trash that somebody brings in. The city of Reading is going to start that. Maybe give Brent Weaver a call at City Hall with this idea. And he's still there.
Well, the thought comes to mind that if you're stoned up to your eyeballs, you can't outrun the cops.
Well, no, I mean just one, and it doesn't have to be the good stuff. You can actually help the fledgling marijuana industry.
Yeah.
So
there's a win-win
if
here.
You buy by the pound. All right, moving right along. Good morning, everybody. Tell us what the weather looks like here, Bob, for the next few days.
Well, today, believe it or not, will be the coolest day of the week. We'll see a high somewhere between 95 and 100 degrees in downtown Reading, and then it goes up from there. By Saturday, we will be back up into the probably around 108, remaining under sunny skies. No rain in sight. We may see some clouds and humidity move in on Monday, but that'll just be humid and over 100. Right now we have, let's call it about 70 degrees in Reading. Shasta Lake, check it out, just 19 feet from the top still as we head towards August. In fact, Reclamation starting to worry a little bit if we have another wet season.
I hope we have another wet season, first of all.
Well, we could lose control, and that's a bad thing.
You know what? Losing control now and then is good.
Yeah, only
it's
if,
good.
As if
long
you're
as
living
it's not your troops in the middle of a weird place. Okay.
And all brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A great company down in Anderson, owned by a veteran, Chuck Guinea, and his wife, Judy. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. We're here with Mark Story from Haven Humane and his monthly time he comes in and to tell us what's going on with all of our animals and everything. And, you know, I've been seeing a lot of things in the paper, too, about animal control being in places, you know, being called in and stuff. And I have a couple of questions that probably during the break that I want to ask you because it's things I've seen, but I want to ask you about them, you know, about how that works before I don't want to put you on a spot. Not that it would, because you probably wouldn't know about that incident. But it's nothing bad. It's just how do people – well, I guess let me ask it right now. How do people, if you've got people in your neighborhood mm-hmm. that have got dogs that are kind of running amok or they let out and then it goes back in, I mean, what can you do? Can you call you? Do they call you all?
Yeah,
and have you come by and talk to them?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, yes. Mark Story, yes. CEO of Haven Humane.
Good morning, yes.
I'm going in circles here. I've got to stop drinking this kind of coffee. Tell Bob, get another kind of coffee. This is weird.
You could call us at 241-2550. And one of our officers will go out and they'll talk to the person. They'll also talk to the person that reported it. And if our officers go out and it's called running at large when they're off leash and they're not in their property. So if the officer does not see the animals running at large, but it's happened multiple times, then they will give paperwork to the neighbors, the mm-hmm. person that reports it, and they can fill that out. And I can't remember how many they're supposed to have signed, but if more than one neighbor signs it, then we can give them a running at large citation based off of the neighbors as well.
Because I've seen them there twice. And then, of course, now it appears that the people – it was a rental. Nobody knows how many people were living in this rental. But it appears that the place has been – they've gone now. But, and the dog they had was very wolfish looking. I mean, but very wolfish. When I say that, got the long legs and all the attributes. And the fence was not large enough to keep a toddler in, much less his dog, especially as he got bigger.
Yeah,
and I saw him out once, and I thought, that dog's going to get hit because he's still young. But then I saw your people out there. And
yeah, they probably
got somebody, somebody called.
Yeah, but yeah, when you see something like that,
a problem, you call
241-2550. Yeah.
At what point do they become a nuisance? The animals. Then what do? After you've been told and they say, well, they're still running wild, do you take the dogs?
That would be a city decision.
So then the city, what is that? The compliance guys.
It'd actually be code enforcement.
Code enforcement would mm-hmm. come in and say you're letting your dogs run and you're not taking care of the stuff.
Yeah, it would have to get to that point. Okay. I mean, if our officers see them running loose and it's been multiple times,
right.
They'll pick them up and take them to Haven.
Okay.
And then they'll have to go pay the fees to get them out.
All right. But but the only thing then from there, after you've talked to them and they're still doing things like that, is to call code enforcement.
Well, what would happen is we would continue to cite them, and at some point then the city would need to get involved with something like that. And it usually never gets to that point.
Live in a country, neighbor has nonstop barker. Will there be a response if I call?
If you're living in the county, that's a county deal. So you'd have to call the county animal control. We only do city limits of Reading and city limits of Anderson.
Okay. So does the county have county control?
County has animal control, yes. If they'll go out there, then I don't know what the ordinance is for the county. So you'd have to call county on that.
Okay. All right. So you just handle the city. Don't you handle...
City of Reading, City of Anderson. We take in all the animals, but they have their own animal control that works for the Sheriff's Department.
Okay. What about the – really, if animal control – do they bring them to you? But they bring them to you, though.
Yes, correct.
Okay, so the county –
The only place that does – that we don't deal with at all would be City of Shasta Lake. They have their own animal control, their own licensing, their own shelter. They do all of that on their own. Anywhere else in the county, the animals come to the shelter. However, we only do animal control in the city limits of Reading and the city limits of Anderson.
Okay.
So in the unincorporated areas, that's going to be the Sheriff's Department, their animal control officers.
Okay. Let me see here. Okay. Well, we're going to take a quick break. Before we do that, we're just going to go to the phones. And Ron, good morning.
Yes, good morning. I was going to try to call in, but then the news hour came on before I could call in. Anyhow, I've got a couple questions I'd like to talk to you about. When a soldier shot and killed someone who was waiting in ambush for him and his men over there, and because he didn't wait to let them fire the first shot to kill him and his men, on the Obama administration, the man got put in jail, in prison. And I'm wondering if Trump ever reviewed their case for what really happened. And I think those guys were railroaded, and if they'd been during the Second World War, they'd have probably got a Medal of Honor or something. And then one more question is, when Hillary sold all that uranium, was that a one-time thing, or was that for the next 10 years? And I'll take my answer off the air. So, anyhow, thank you. Have a good day.
All right. Well, it's not going to... Okay, here's a quickie on that one is. I don't know the facts about it. However, if somebody... if somebody prevented an ambush, if you're on patrol and you see guys getting ready to ambush you and you fire, then you have initiated your counterstrike before that. And no, it shouldn't be a crime. However, I don't know the whole story about it. So if there's something like there's people you thought were going to ambush you and they're standing around and you shoot them, that's another story. As far as uranium, for what I understand is that she made some kind of deal to let the Russians buy X amount of uranium. Assets in our country. Now, again, that could be something that is just, you know, that may be something that may be, you know, blown up out of proportion. But so for that one. But that's what I've heard, and I don't mean to keep spreading that one out. Now, the first one, I don't know enough about either one of them to really give you an opinion on that. I just know as if I'm out on patrol with my men and one of them, and it, you know, sees an ambush and he breaks it up by firing into it and gives us a chance to maneuver him. No, that guy gets a pat on the back. So, all right, it's quarter after and we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
What better way to enjoy a Sunday brunch than with great music at View 202? Linda Bott, Bruce Kalin, and Bernie Baker are back on the veranda with all your jazz favorites served up in style. This Sunday from 11:30 to 2, treat yourself, invite family and friends, and savor good music, great food, and the best view in Reading. View 202 on Hempstead Drive. Call 226-8439 to make your reservation.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Murders, riots, violence, terrorism, hatred, racism, all result from a failed liberal progressive ideology. When you take pliable minds and instill violent, hate-filled rhetoric into them, you create mentally unstable individuals. Understand, there are evil people in this world who use their religion and beliefs as justification for their violent, evil actions. Your best protection from this corrupt ideology is having a sincere relationship with Jesus Christ. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is actually doing real work. You know, she's the one that's doing all the work. I'm just sitting here talking to my buddy, Mark Story. She's keeping the whole thing going. 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 25th of July, 2017. It's 66 degrees, going up to 100 today. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends down at Cedar Tree Restaurant. If you haven't gone down there for chow, you're missing out. And if you haven't had, and I hate to say this in front of Mark, but if you haven't had the chicken fried steak, eggs, and potatoes, you haven't lived, because it is simply outstanding, as is all the food there. Cedar Tree, it's down there. Yeah, it's a little bit of a drive, but so what? You're out there anyway. So it's open Saturday through Tuesday from 7:30 a.m. to 2 p.m., and Wednesday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. Right down there in Palo Cedro. It's worth the drive. Okay, now, Ron, you asked about the it has nothing to do with Haven Humane, but we're going to answer this question about the uranium assets. Clinton was only one of nine people to sign off on this, and on this company, Uranium One, which is based in Canada. The contract says you cannot export any of our uranium. It says like 11% of the uranium that's produced in the United States is under this company, but you can't, according to the contract, export any of that uranium out of the United States. They were looking for it because they had deposits in
Kazakhstan. And that's probably what the Russians
were. And that's probably what they were looking for. Yeah. So, to answer your question, yes, she did sign off, and she was just one of nine other federal agencies. Now, she was the only one that was running for president, so it came up like that.
Yeah.
So, and by the way, it's based in Canada. It's not even based here in the United States.
Yeah.
Okay.
But people are going to hear exactly what they want.
What they want to hear. Yeah. So, does that make sense to you? And you can say, where did you get that? We didn't get that off Snopes. All right. Okay, Mark Story, you just received an award from the Best Friends Animal Society. Wow.
We did, and you're getting the exclusive here because we haven't even released the press release.
Wow.
It'll be released hopefully today or tomorrow.
Good. So what is
this? So we received the Lifesaving Luminary Award for the Pacific region for our progress in saving animals' lives from Best Friends Animal Society, and that was presented to us at the Best Friends Animal Care Conference, the national conference, which was – when did we do the golf tournament? Was that last weekend? So it was
– you know what? Was it? It was, wasn't it?
I think it was last –
oh, my gosh.
Friday? No, it was a week ago Friday.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we received it then. So we received it middle of July, and actually Jim Lewis, our shelter manager, went to the conference and received that award. So we were really, really pleased with that. We are one of eight shelters across the country that got that award, and we are the only one on the West Coast. So the Pacific region is basically all the West Coast, Alaska, and Hawaii, and I think there's a couple other states in the region. But we were the only one in the region that received that. So we're very proud of that, and we couldn't have done
you
it without
be.
This amazing community supporting us. So,
well, that's great. You the life-saving luminary of the Pacific region.
Yeah.
That's great. And y'all do so much. So it's not, isn't it nice being recognized?
Yeah, it was very cool. I was very surprised and, very honored.
And speaking of putt for paws,
mm-hmm. There
was a lot of people there. You had like 96, 97 people.
Yeah, I think we had 95 golfers total is what came. So next year we're gonna try and bump that up just a little bit. But I think everybody had a great time. The weather was a little bit warm, but, you know, it wasn't too bad. We finished by, what did we finish by, 1:30-ish, I think?
Somewhere around there.
2 o'clock, and, you know, came in, had a great lunch, and gave out the awards.
Let's talk about awards.
Here we go.
We were out there, and we were pounding the ball. You know, mm-hmm. You would think 7, 8 under would be enough, but no. People came in, you know, okay, came under 9 or 10. But there's one team blew away everything. And it's kind of funny that the leader of that team was the guy that put on the golf tournament.
No, we came in second. Somebody beat us by 2 strokes. Somebody shot a 56. It was not my team.
You still got money.
We tied.
You still got money.
You should have donated
it back to Haven.
Yeah, it wasn't money. It was a gift certificate.
Well, I get a gift certificate now.
Yes.
anyway, what a great golf tournament. It was well organized. It was well organized. The guys out at Riverview are so good. They know exactly what they're doing. And we were out there. The course was perfect.
Yeah,
and we did a remote from out there. And we had a great time. What a super view. Well, from where we were at, looking out over the river and all those people that were there to help out with it. So it was a good time. And there was water everywhere. And a couple of the agencies out there that were on the different tees had beer. I know it's hard to believe. Nobody drank it, though. No.
Beer on a golf course? Beer on a golf course.
Maybe that was that turnaround spot. It was where they sell beer to everybody.
It was a great day, and I want to thank Diane and her team, all the staff that came out and helped, all the volunteers that came out for the day. And of course, all the golfers, our sponsors, our donors, everybody that came out. It was a great day. It was a lot of fun. I was really thrilled with the amount of folks that showed up. And the course, you couldn't ask for the course to have been in better shape. It was fantastic. The greens were just, phenomenal shape.
Yeah, I tell you what, Bill Maston, if you're listening out there, buddy, you are a great partner out there. You know, he and I, he came out, just had shoulder surgery, right? I mean, his arm's been in a sling. And he comes out there off the first tee, and he was in the running, I'm sure, for closest to that rope. You know, it was the straightest drive. Yeah. He was only like 2 feet away. I can't imagine somebody getting too much closer than that.
I was nowhere near it.
Oh, no. I sacrifice. It's called the ball sacrifice swing on the first tee, where I put it out into the river, and I feel much better after that. Sometimes I just aim for the river and go for it. But it's the only – tell you what, I had a good game because I only lost that one ball. I go by how many balls I lose out on a course. Oh, this was a five-ball day, and it was terrible.
I think I lost one as well, yeah.
And it was
the same thing, yeah.
And then you were playing with a bunch of studs out there.
We had one guy that is really good, and then another one that's good, and then Rick and I. And we played well, but, you know, the thing was it was great team golf. So when somebody would fall behind, somebody else would have a good shot. So it just – all day long it went that way. We used our mulligans that we had gotten really, really well. In fact, Rick sank two putts using his mulligans. One was like from 15 feet out. One was from 12 feet. I used mine, and I missed completely on the second one, so my mulligans were wasted.
We had a young man named Brian who's just moved back here to town. You know, and he's kind of like semi-retired. He's like 30 or something. And but he used to be a golf pro. We didn't know that until like the third hole. And he goes, yeah, well – in fact, he's trying. You know, he's getting rid of that golf pro thing, so he can, play in amateur tournaments and stuff like that. But my God, that guy could hit the ball.
You had a great foursome. You had Jeff with you too, right?
Jeff. Jeff was right. Jeff's a funny guy.
He's a great guy. He's a great guy too.
Okay. All right. Anyway, it was a huge success for you. It was a great fundraiser.
Yeah, a lot of fun. We're going to do it again next year. It's going to be Friday, July 13th next year.
You know what? And I think that it's for a great cause. And everybody has a good time. And by the way, I've noticed it's changed. It used to be you could win a hole. You could win a car. You used to be able to win a car. Remember that?
From the closest to the pin?
Or for a hole in one.
Well, that is what that was. But nobody got a hole in one, yes.
No, it was a lease. You get a lease for 2 years now.
Was that?
I think that's what
it was. You win the car.
Do you win the car?
Yeah, you win.
You
the
sure?
Car. Yeah.
And a big tax bill, but that's
No.
No, you have to sell the car to pay the taxes.
No. That was a win the car. I mean, nobody got a hole in one, but you win the car. And they get that basically. I mean, it's a
but they get insurance.
Deal.
You know, they buy
insurance. Well, they buy insurance to get it. Yeah, and I mean, the chances of getting a hole in one are slim. But hey, it only takes one time. That's
only
the cool
takes
thing
one
with
time.
It. Yeah.
All right, you're right in the middle of Camp Lovipet. Thanks for coming by today.
Today's day two, Camp Lovipet, so I'm missing it right now, which kind of stinks. But I'm going to get back after the show, and we've got somebody coming out. We do a lure course, which is great. Oh, no, I love being here. Don't get me wrong. But Camp Lovipet, those are my favorite two-week sessions of the year.
The
bloodhound, it's a lot of fun.
Jethro, the bloodhound that was here last Friday, was adopted.
He was adopted. So,
he's going through
he's
the school
in camp.
Right now.
Yeah, in fact, he's hilarious. Yesterday, they were working on, it's day one, so the kids are still kind of working with just relationships with the dogs. But, the young lady that has him said, okay, sit, and Jethro sits. And she says down, and Jethro just rolls onto his back and just spreads all out. And Jethro's huge. I mean, he's a big boy. And so it was pretty funny. Jethro pretty much does what he wants to do. But he'll come around a little bit, and she'll be able to work with him a little. He walks great on leash and sits real nicely, takes treats. And he's a big love. He's a really good guy. I really like Jethro a lot, and we're happy he's adopted.
I am too. You know, he's a good dog. You know, every animal she brings in here, I hope gets adopted out. In fact, you're now down to almost you're in a no kill situation on your dogs, aren't you?
Oh yeah.
So
definitely.
And now we're looking at the kitties, and now right now a cat special. If you have a male cat, you're offering neuters for $25.
Correct. Yeah, that's so you need to come in. Space is limited, so you need to come in and sign up for that. So you need to come in between 9 and noon to the clinic. And pay the $25 and go ahead and sign up, and we'll schedule it then. But definitely come on in for that. It's a great deal. You can't beat it. We've got another event coming up pretty quickly. That's going to be Saturday, August 12th from 6 to 10 p.m. That's going to be our Zumba Bash. No, Carl, I'm not wearing tights, so don't even start. That's going to be at the Wind River Event Center, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be an 80s theme. We're going to have a DJ there. They're going to have drinks, raffle prizes, dancing, working out. There's going to be pretty much every Zumba instructor in the area is going to be there. It's a lot of fun. Music's going to be by DJ Unruly. Tickets are available at Haven Humane Society or Anderson Family Fitness, and I want to thank Anderson Family Fitness and Jennifer Lozoya for helping put this on. She does such a great job with this, and it's kind of her deal. So tickets are $15 pre-sale, so get those at Anderson Family Fitness or Haven, or $20 at the door. We've done this. This will be our third one, and it's been a big success every year, and it's just it's a lot of fun. I really didn't know what to expect with the Zumba Bash, but I will tell you, if you haven't been to one, come to it. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of great music, a lot of dancing, and just fun. And the instructors, man, oh, man, if you could just bottle up that energy and sell it, you'd be rich. Those instructors are amazing. They do some fantastic dances and some moves, but the energy they bring is just fantastic. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Great. Okay, Zumba Bash. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Bella. La Vie Wigs. If you want your hair to be perfect all the time, how do you do that? You go to Bella La Vie Wigs. New hairstyles? You go see Heidi at Bella La Vie Wigs. Call her at 355-7375 or head in there and head and find your new do. Okay, mention us and you get a discount. 1700 Market Street. It's right across from the Cascade Theater. It's right there on the corner. Again, it's a new business in town. Go on down and check them out like that. All right, it's 8:30 in the morning. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hey, Linda, where do you think the best place in town is to get a sandwich?
Well, my favorite is the Best Little Sandwich Shop. I like the one on Eureka.
Well, you know, they've got four locations. They have Anderson, another place on Churn Creek in Redding, and, of course, Palisadro.
Remember the party we went to the other day? The food was catered by the Best Little Sandwich Shop, and it was amazing.
It was some of the best food I've had at any one of those types of events.
Just mention Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460. Get 10% off at the Best Little Sandwich Shop at any of the four locations.
Check out the menu at tbls.com. The Best Little Sandwich Shop.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
The Cascade Theater and First Five Shasta presents a fun and free film series this summer to keep the kids cool and occupied every Sunday in the month of July. See family-friendly flicks like Minions, James and the Giant Peach, The Incredibles, Homeward Bound, and Up every Sunday at 2 in July. And each event includes games and prizes. And did I mention it's free? More information at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Where's his Sunday best? Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. Hey, tomorrow we're going to have the city manager of Anderson, and Baron Browning's going to be with us, the mayor, to talk about how are they signing up so many businesses down there, and then their plan to expand this growth by working with other cities in the county itself. And I tell you, whatever they're doing down there, it's working.
Don't you love when the officials up at this end of the county goes, well, they operate under a whole different set of circumstances.
Their circumstances are, they're winners down there. They're winners. There's your set of circumstances. You have winners and no winners.
Yeah.
Okay, now we are not, it's not true that we're not winning here in Reading. We're just not winning as fast as they are down in Anderson. This portion of the show brought to you by, speaking of winners, Cypress Square Barbershop. Yeah, right off Athens Avenue. Veteran-owned business, best haircuts in the world. Man's last stronghold, discounts for seniors and veterans. That's Cypress Square Barbershop. Go on down there. Tell them you want a Mark Story haircut. And then they're going to have to find some way to put all that gray in there, probably. But
exactly.
Putting in the gray will be extra. Okay. Hey, we're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. We're talking about a whole lot of things here that are going on. And there's a lot of stuff going on in the chat room. Hey, guys, there's some really good things you're saying. And like Anonymous 7549, 7549, call me after the show. I put that note in there, 605-4565. I would like to talk to you, see where you get your numbers from and where you're getting the information from. Or is it someplace that's out in the open, or is this things that you have perused and found? Okay. Mark.
Carl.
We talked about Zumba Bash.
Yes.
I can't wait to see. You know, if you have not seen Mark's story, Zumba dancing.
Nobody has seen.
No, you've been out there before. I've heard about it. If you have not been there, you need to go there August 12th, at least for an hour, to see this. Raffle prizes, drinks, dancing.
It really is a lot of fun.
That's right. It's going to be fun. Okay, your Tuesday Club, second Tuesday Club dinner, August 8th, will be hosted by Sailing Boat on Churn Creek Road.
Yeah. Sailing Boat is, it's on Churn Creek. It's, it's Chinese food. It's fantastic. Okay. It's
curb
really,
your enthusiasm,
really
good. You know, I've heard, dude.
Who, me? Or, oh, no.
Yeah, no, it's awesome.
He says, you know what? I've heard of Sailing Boat. I heard
it's really, really good.
Is it a buffet type thing, or is it like you really order?
No. It's great food, yeah.
Okay.
I really enjoy it. It's one of my favorites. So,
is this why you pick it? Have you ever thought about going to Kahuna's? Have you done Kahuna's?
Kahuna's is on our list. We do it every year.
All right. Well, no, I don't know if I don't keep track of everybody.
Kahuna's is on our list. We've done it the last 2 years in a row. So I think we already did them this year.
Did you?
Yeah. Okay. If not, then they're on the schedule for later. But I'm pretty sure we did them early this year. I think January.
Okay. All right.
But yeah. So this one August next 8th. Month will be August 8th at Sailing Boat. So come on out. Have a great dinner with some friends. And
when are you going to be there?
I will be there. We normally arrive at about 6.
Okay.
That's what time we meet.
So everybody that comes at 6 to 6:15. You'll be able to see Mark. And, you know, maybe he'll pick up your
come for the food.
Come for the food.
And the entertainment, yes.
All right. You've got little kittens.
We do. We have lots of kittens.
Yeah.
So we can use fosters. Now is the time when the kittens are starting to eat a little bit more, and so they can eat on their own. And so now is the time where we really need foster parents. And, it's going to be for a month, maybe two, tops, until they are way enough to where we can alter them and put them up for adoption.
You got to train them to use the kitty litter, right?
They usually learn that pretty quick on their own because mom usually shows them, or they figure that out pretty quickly.
Oh, you mean so they've already learned that before they come
to you? They should, yeah. Some of them may be not as great. You may need to show them, but most of the time they figured out the litter box by then. Yeah, they figured it out pretty quick. Cats are pretty smart.
I saw a meme meme the other day, and you know, about guilty cats. And it's a photo of this cat. And says the cat walks up to the litter box and poops in front of it, not in it.
Yeah, most cats are pretty good with the litter box. But one of the things is all medical care and food is provided for the kittens that will be returned for adoption. The foster parents should be able to bring in the kittens for vaccinations every 2 weeks. And
so you're looking at somebody take care of a couple kittens for a couple months. They have to be vaccinated every two weeks. You bring them in, and then at the end of 2 months, you hand them back. Any medical care, food, or anything like that is
all covered by Haven. Yeah, and so, that's up to 2 months. Normally, it's going to be shorter than that because once they weigh enough to be altered, then we're going to alter them, which means we can put them up for adoption and put them into a forever home.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to have another dog licensing clinic.
Yeah, that's going to be at Millville Veterinary Clinic at 23653 Millville Way from 6 to 7 p.m. on Tuesday, August 1st. So that's a week from today. So it'll be Tuesday, August 1st. Dog licenses are available for residents of City of Ready, City of Anderson, or Shasta County. Rabies vaccinations are available at the clinic for $8. And if your dog's rabies vaccination is current, make sure you bring the rabies certificate. For license fees, you can see the dog license page on our website. And we will be giving rabies vaccinations for cats, too, but they have to be brought in a carrier. So make sure you bring them in a carrier.
So how much – you know how much they are for
the
dog licenses?
It just depends on if they're altered, they're not altered, 1 year, 2, 3 year. It depends on that. But they
– Do you have to keep the license on the dog or cat?
Or altered, rather. Yeah, you're supposed to keep the license on the dog, not
or cat.
Cats you don't license.
Cats you don't license?
No. There's no requirement to license cats in our area. There are in some areas, but not in Shasta County, not in Ready.
Hmm. That's interesting. Anyway, okay.
There's actually only a few places in California where you have to license your cats.
Well, that could be one of the problems then. These cats are running amok because nobody's like licensing them, making sure that they're doing what they're supposed to, like dogs.
I don't think licensing is going to change that with cats.
You're right. Okay. What else we got?
Well, we got a volunteer orientation coming up. You saw how many volunteers were out at the Putt for Paws, which is awesome, but we've had tons of stuff going on for volunteers right now. We have a whole slew of volunteers working with kids for Camp Love a Pet. In fact, what time is it? It's 8:40. Yeah, they're out right now working the dogs. On day two, and those are a lot of volunteers. So we need volunteers all the time. Volunteers walk the dogs. They socialize the cats. They help out in the clinic. They help with licensing. They do all kinds of stuff, and we couldn't do our job without these amazing people. So our next volunteer orientation is Friday, July 28th. That's this Friday at 5:15 p.m. And then the next one will be the following Saturday, August 5th at 10 a.m. in Haven's classroom, which is right after Camp Love a Pet graduation. So check back on that. Check our Facebook on that because we're probably actually going to have to postpone that one. So the next one will be this Friday, July 28th at 5:15. And then keep an eye on our website because that's going to have to change.
How many volunteers you got out there?
We have about 60 active volunteers that are coming in on a regular basis. And then we've got another 90 or so that come in whenever they can. And we totally get that. I mean, you know, most of the folks have full-time jobs and full-time lives. And so they come in when they can. We have our core volunteers, which is probably 20 to 30, maybe 40 now, that are there on a really regular basis, which is fantastic. And I always tell people, you know, once you get past that 3 or 4 weeks of your first 3 or 4 weeks, you realize that it's a lot more therapeutic for the human than it is for the canine. And they stay and they really see what's going on. But we do tons of great stuff. I mean, we have a play group with some specific volunteers. Where they bring the dogs out and the dogs get to play together. We also have our Canine Good Citizen CGC program for some of our dogs that have been there for a little bit longer and need a little bit more help. We have a CGC program for them, and that's worked out really, really well. So, yeah, our volunteers are great, and we need lots more. So come on out, have a good time, help us, you know, be part of the solution for these animals.
Well, you know what? Your volunteers, like you said, without your volunteers, you can't do it. I mean, you've got paid employees and all this, but without the volunteers, you can't do it. All right. We've got some other things that are coming up, too. And, you know, gosh, you'd think it was forever, but here it is July. And in October, you've got your Bark, Wine, and Brew, which, by the way, is sold out every year. So, I mean, can people buy tickets yet?
No. Tickets will probably go on sale sometime next month. So by the time we have next month's radio show, we'll be talking about the tickets. But tickets should go on sale next month. They're working out some of the stuff. They're getting a lot of the packages together. In fact, we're meeting with our auctioneer today to talk about some of the auction items and a lot of different things. But this is our 10th Annual one. It's our 10th anniversary. His name's Ed. He's actually coming from out of the area. So this is our 10th year. This is going to be a really big one. We're planning on this being a big one since it's our 10th anniversary one. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be Saturday, October 7th, again at Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. It's a great time. You guys are going to be there, right?
We always do.
Yes. I'm looking forward to that. So it's going to be great. When tickets go on sale, yes, we will sell out this year again. I'm confident that we'll sell out because it's going to be a fantastic time. So, you know, Diane and her team have made it better every single year, and I know this year will be no different. It's going to be fantastic.
Okay. Well, a lot of things going on. What's the biggest thing that's happened this year for y'all? Wait a minute. We'll take a break and we come back.
Sure.
I want to come back and talk about that. And then where's Haven Humane heading here in the next six months? I know where you want to get to. Everybody knows that you want to become a totally no-kill sanctuary, which we know, of course, is not exactly true.
Yeah, not a sanctuary.
Okay, not a sanctuary, but a
shelter.
A shelter, okay. Yeah. But you, what are your goals, you know, leading up to that you can share with us?
Sure, absolutely.
All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
Uncle Cracker live in concert Friday, July 28th at 7:30 p.m. inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Come see feel-good rocker country star Uncle Cracker performing hits such as Follow Me, In a Little While, Smile, and Drift Away. Tickets start at just $25. Uncle Cracker, July 28th at 7:30 p.m. at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. For tickets, call 1-800-280-UIN or visit windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the river.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Trivia is better at the river.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie-cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today, and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
He took the midnight train going anywhere.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at KCNR 1460, Ground Zero on the reclamation of Redding. 66 degrees going up to 100 today. I think it's, is it hot? It must be hotter than 66 at this point, or is it still hanging in there, buddy? The it's going to be, of course, anyway, the weather's brought to you by Shasta.
We are up to 74.
Wow. See, here you are playing games here with the with our guest talking about gaming, whatever that is. 74 going up to 100 today. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veteran and veteran-owned business. This portion of the show brought to you by My Gun Place. It's Bastiani Arms. It's where I go to buy guns and ammo. We were just talking about shooting. And you know what? You want gunsmithing done, you go to Bastiani Arms. You want to find the best prices, you go to Bastiani Arms. Anything that has to do with shooting and accessories and firearms. John and Sarah Bastiani have the place to go to. It's the only place we buy guns. Is Bastiani Arms. Located at 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. Give them a call, 222-8222. Yes, that's right. Hey, we're just talking about coming up Placer Drive. If you live on Placer and you live beyond Bonaventura, or whatever that
Bonaventura. Obstacle course.
It's an obstacle course. It's it's a slalom course that Jimbo says, I'm in the wrong lane and didn't even know it, you know, until people, you know, the guys with the red flags are going, no, over there. He says, you can't see it. So if you're up there and you're driving that way, just be careful out there. Yeah. The person you could hit could be me. It's crazy up there.
If you're eastbound from Buena Ventura, just as you pass a Holiday Market, there's like this canyon that there's nothing there but cones to keep
you from it. I've seen that. So, you know, you're driving along there and then some guy steps out in the street, burp, you know, face it, you are sideways. You're just going to be stuck there.
It's like going into an airbase, right? Or a military base now where you got to drive the slalom course to get into it.
Yeah, the only good thing about that there is if you make a mistake here, they just yell at you and call you names. There, they put a .50 caliber
exactly,
through your car.
Exactly.
Okay. Hey, I'm here with Mark's story of Haven Humane. We want to talk. We've gone through a lot of things. Let me just real quickly is that Cap Love a Pet's going on right now. The Putt and Paws. Four Paws, that was last Friday or a week ago Friday, was a huge success. They've been honored, Haven Humane's been honored by the Best Friends Animal Society as a life-saving luminary of the Pacific region for their progress in saving animals' lives. If you want to get your male cat neutered, it's $25, but you've got to kind of call them down there and sign up. Zumba Bash is going to be August 12th from 6 to 10. Get to see Mark dance, but he is not the one that is the ones you really want to dance and dance to. It's the Zumba instructors.
Correct.
It's going to be a great place. Tickets are available at Anderson Family Fitness or Haven Humane Society. Second Tuesday Club, August 8th, will be at the Sailing Boat Chinese Restaurant on Churn Creek. They need fostering help for little kittens. And what it means is you pick up a kitten or two or three, and you foster them for up to 2 months until they get old enough to come back and they've gained enough weight. But Haven Humane will pay for all the medical care and food. You do have to bring them in about every 2 weeks for a vaccination. You can get your dog licensed down at the Millville Veterinary Clinic at 23653 Millville Way from 6 to 7 p.m. Tuesday, August 1st. That's next Tuesday, a week from today. Dog licenses are available for Redding, Anderson, or Shasta County. Volunteer orientation, and it runs on volunteers down at Haven Humane, are going to be this Friday, July 28th. Other upcoming events, of course, Bark, Wine, and Brew, October 7th. It's always sold out, so next month they're going to start selling tickets. Now, all those things we went through, where is Haven Humane going in the next 6 months? I mean, you made this huge announcement that it was going to be a no-kill a shelter. But how do you get there? What are you doing in the next 6 months, Mark? What do you plan your goals there?
So our three biggest hurdles to being no kill are kittens that are unweaned, meaning they don't have a mom, feral cats, and pit bulls. And so
I'm sorry, what was the last?
Pit bulls.
Oh, pit bulls.
And
okay.
So pit bulls really it's just about education. I'm working on a slideshow with a bunch of local families that have sent me pictures of their pit bulls with their families. To show that, you know, they are a misunderstood dog. They're not for every family. I've never said that.
You had a pit bull in here one day. I walked around the corner and almost did a backflip to get out of the way. He was just big. But the biggest smile on his face, and I can't remember the name. I don't know. Bob's not here for those. But he had the biggest smile on his face, and all he wanted to do was to be loved on. He just fall over on his back. But when you see him, But it had those pitties have those, some of those pitties have this smile that is just
smile
incredible.
From ear to ear.
Yeah, you know,
smile.
It's like, hi, I'm a happy guy. Then you had this other one that was just a squatty little one. You remember that one? And he was just like 50 pounds of muscle, little short ears.
Yep. They come in all shapes and sizes.
He can adopt it. You know which one I'm talking about?
Yeah,
he can adopt it.
Yeah, both of those guys did, yeah.
Well, you know what? That makes me happy because they're good dogs. But people
are great
dogs. But let's just say it. People are afraid of pit bulls.
People are afraid. And, you know, I think that they need to understand that they are a high-energy, strong dog. But so are Labradors and Shepherds and Rottweilers
I think labs bite more people than any other animal, I think.
A few years ago, yes. I think
I'm not sure what it is.
One of the issues is we don't have time to get into all that.
Yeah.
But let's just say that they don't bite any more than anybody else, but they do get a lot more media attention when they do.
No, I said labs.
No.
Bit
I'm
more.
I'm talking about pit bulls.
Pit bulls. Yeah, well, pit bulls, they do because it's like Marine does something. Ex-Marine does something. You know,
right.
It's in
exactly.
the news. They don't say that, well, ex-Marines are also running businesses and blah, blah, blah. It's
exactly.
always ex-Marine. You never see ex-Air Force.
And so pit bulls, it's about education and letting people know how great they truly are and how they can be. And every dog is an individual. I don't care what breed it is. And so that's one thing that we look at, too, and we're focusing on. So that's kind of our focus with the dogs. But we're at a 95%. We're above a 95% live release rate right now for dogs. So we've achieved what is no-kill. The no-kill standard is 90% live release rate above. We're way above that. But we want to continue to improve on that, obviously.
How did you do that, buddy?
With a great team. This community is super supportive, and we've got donors and sponsors that help us with the funding. But then we've also got rescue partners that rescue dogs allow us to do it. No, most of the pit bulls, yes. For the dogs in general, yes, that's exactly what happens. But we're also changing the perception of pit bulls in the local community and letting them know that you know, they are all individuals and there's some amazing dogs that we have at Haven for adoption. One might be a pit bull, one might be a chihuahua. It doesn't really matter. Whatever works for your family. And so I think that's the biggest thing with the dogs. Now, with the cats, we've got, a couple different hurdles. So one is the feral cats, and so or community cats, however you want to say it. And so one of the things that we're looking at doing in the future is a shelter neuter return program where the people will bring the cats in. If they're healthy and they're making it fine, then they will be altered and released in the same area.
Does the person to bring it in have to pay for that?
We're still working on all that stuff, so that's why we don't have a program.
Maybe we can
yet.
get donors to do that because I'd be more than happy to capture feral cats and bring them back.
Well, we have a feral cat program right now. So if you bring it in before 9 o'clock to the clinic Monday through Friday, it's $45. You bring them in a trap, $45. You can pick them up in the afternoon. You take them right back. They're altered. They're rabies vaccinated. They're tested for disease, and their ears are tipped a little bit, so you know that they are altered and they're not going to be reproducing. So we have that program in place right now. So anybody that's got a trap that wants to trap feral cats, it can't be friendly cats, but feral cats, and bring them in, then we will do that right now. And so we do quite a few hundred of those every year, but we need to be doing a lot more.
Now, it's a proven fact that if you have a feral cat and you take them out of the area, another cat's going to come in. But if you fix them and put them back in there, they're going to maintain their property areas there, their territory, but
right.
they can't breed.
Studies show that it's successful. I wouldn't say it's a proven fact, but studies have shown that it's successful, yes. But more importantly, that food source that they're at, they're still going to be using that food source,
yep.
which is normally, the little lady down the street feeding the cats or whatever it might be.
Or it's eating little...
No, it's not doing that. It's the people that are feeding them. The cats aren't going to sustain off wildlife. They're not going to sustain off that. It's going to be off of food that somebody's feeding them. And then the last hurdle that we have is kittens and unweaned kittens, and that's why we're building a kitten nursery. So we hope to have the kitten nursery built hopefully by the end of the year. I think we're really close to the permit process now. We're through the engineering process. We're just finishing up the plans, and it should be going to permitting for the city. So we're just waiting on the permit. Once we get the permit, then we're going to break ground. And from what I'm being told, it should take about 60 days to build the building for us. And then we're going to be looking for help.
Is that going to be an adjoining building or is that going to be a standalone?
It'll be a standalone. It's going to be between the adoption center and that big water tower that we have.
Is it going to have a name?
Well, if we get somebody to donate for it, yes, we will,
okay.
we will name it right now. As of now, it doesn't have a name. But it's going to allow us to help with the bottle babies. Big time. We're going to need volunteers to staff that, obviously, during kitten season, which is about February, March through September-ish. So we're going to need that staffed around the clock when we have kittens that need bottle fed. So But that those three components, when all three of those are together, I don't think there's any way we're not going to hit 90% overall live release rate. As of the first half of this year, we're at about 82% live release rate overall with cats and dogs combined.
Combined.
Yeah. So we're working
on it. It's tough
on cats. Yeah.
It's tough on cats.
It is tough on cats, but it's also something that we can do. It's definitely a realistic goal, and it's something that if we work together as a community to do, I know we can get there.
I guess it's just lucky there's rules that you can have only so many animals, because you'd look like Noah's Ark.
Me? No.
Your wife would beat you to death. But, you know, but I know how you feel about it. You take this thing personally. And as I'm thinking, I'm really glad that I've got somebody, or we have somebody in the Haven Humane that does take it personally. Not that anybody else hasn't, but I'm just saying is that you are really trying to find new ways every time. And gosh, wouldn't it be great if there was a place that said, hey, we have a shortage of cats in Wyoming. Hey, can you send us 1,000?
Yeah,
wouldn't that be great?
It's a national issue. It really is. Yeah. And you know, but that's great because I have a lot of resources that I work with and talk to about that kind of stuff. I'm actually going – we talked about trip. I'm going to San Diego in a couple weeks to they have a very successful kitten nursery. So I'm going down to San Diego Humane Society to see their kitten nursery and ask them questions and, you know, learn from their mistakes and do what works. And so it'll help us out. So it really is a good community. So.
Okay, Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. Everything he does and all the volunteers do down there, they're becoming a no-kill sanctuary, which is just outstanding.
Shelter.
Not sanctuary, shelter. And there's a lot of things that we can do as a community to help out, and I think the community does step up and help a lot.
Absolutely.
Okay, Mark, have a great day.
Thank you.
Tomorrow, like I said, we're going to have the city manager of Reading, of Anderson, and the mayor, Baron Browning, will be here to talk about what things are going right for them. Thursday, we have Pete Hansen, of the interim police chief. And Friday, we've got a gent that owns one of the bigger businesses here in town. Let's talk about business and a few other things here. All of this at Free Fire Radio. Have a great day. Be careful out there. Don't leave anything alive in your car.
News sponsored by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive on KCNR Shasta Redding.
And I'll keep this news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump isn't letting up on his public criticism of Attorney General Jeff Sessions. In one of his latest tweets, the president complains that Sessions has taken a very weak position on Hillary Clinton crimes. And remarks like that are leading to speculation that Mr. Trump could fire Sessions. And House Speaker Paul Ryan isn't speculating. He says that is up to the president.
Ryan says the House has more important things to do.
What we're focused on here is doing our jobs. We're not focused on what the Department of Justice is or is not doing.
As for those reports, the president appears to be laying the groundwork to fire Sessions.
It's up to the president to decide what his personnel decisions is. And